Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. How are you all doing this lovely Sunday night? Tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know. If you're tuning in for the first time, I thank you so much for joining us here on Max and Friends. I know you got options, but if you feel like you're going to miss the show because you got to run out or do something else and have fun and live life to the max, it's all good, people. Go to latalkradio.com/Max, and there you will have like 7 years of shows. Jackie Collins, who, by the way, is coming back in June. She's got a new book. And our girl Lisa Lampanelli. And inspirational shows from gurus in India to motivational speakers here in America. To everybody. You name it, we do it. We love it. Life to the max, isn't it, people? Well, tonight we've got a self-empowering show, and it's going to be super. So get ready to sit down because it's a life class. We've got some really great guests tonight. And a really good book that you're all going to want to get. But before we get into that, I got to give a shout out to my boy, guest of the show, Max and Friends, our boy Gregory Zarian. Well, you know, Gregory is going to be in an awesome show. Y'all love it. Bones. On Thursday, March 26th at 8 p.m. on Fox. Check your local listings. Catch Gregory Zarian as Anthony Taylor on Bones. Thursday, March 26th on Fox. Check your local listings. Speaking of Fox, did you all, we got Hot Topics and I can't even drop it. Oh my goodness. Did you all catch Empire? Let me know what you think at Max Tucci, hashtag Empire. And how did you all think the season finale went? There was so much buzz about it, right? Well, anyhow, tonight, let's just get into this. I was going to play a song and then I said, you know what? We just got to break it down because we've got so much to talk about, especially when it comes into self-empowerment and conquering. What do you guys want to conquer? Hashtag conquer at Max Tucci. Let me know, because my guest tonight is Elvaya. She is an amazing author. She's got a great book coming out, Elvaya Daza. And without further ado, Elvaya, just come on to the show and let's talk about conquering, about self-empowering, and about your book and your struggles. Welcome to Max and Friends.
Hi, how you doing, everyone?
Well, we're glad you're here. So right off the bat, tell us about your new book, Conquering, and why did you write it?
Okay, my book is a self-empowerment book. It's to help you develop your spirituality. Mm-hmm. I wrote my book because I've been helping people for many years now, and now I'm ready to do it in a large amount of people.
Now, how do you know you're ready to do a book to help people self-empower their being? What comes inside of you to say, you know what, girl, you got to do this?
Well, I could tell I transformed my life, and I've also helped a lot of people transform their lives. So I came up with a philosophy so people can apply it so they can transform their own lives.
And what's that philosophy?
Well, my philosophy is to help you identify your demons, all the negativity around you. I labeled it as demons so you can identify them. And then once the person's identified their demons, their weaknesses, all the negativity around you, they'll be able to cancel them out in order to attract what they want to achieve.
Okay, so I want to talk about your book, Conquer, Silence Your Demons and Transform Your Life. What if we have listeners tonight that say, you know what, I don't believe in demons. What do you say to them?
Well, if you don't believe in demons, you don't believe in God. And there's a lot of people who don't believe in God, but there is energy around us, and everything is a test. It's an obstacle. And we have to overcome it. As human beings, we feel feelings, emotions, and sometimes those emotions block us from what it is that we want to attract. So if you, everybody has it, whether it be illness or disease, whether it be a death of a loved one, whether it be a loss of a job or a relationship, everybody has something inside that is holding them back.
A low vibration, right? Like just something that for some reason, you know, everybody wants to get forward in life. You know, how do we help them to actually like become the person that they want to become?
They would have to forgive, forget, and move forward.
Simple enough, people, right?
Yeah, a lot of people live in the past. They're holding on to feelings and emotions, maybe from their childhood or things that people did to them, and they need to learn how to let that go in order to move on. There's stuff that's holding us back, and we're creating the same cycles. It's like the same pattern over and over, but you have to break chains. There has to come a point in your life where you have to identify it, and a lot of people are not even aware of what it is. So my book helps them identify these negativities in order for them to let them go and move forward.
Now, you call them setting goals. So what are some goals we can set right here, right now, to take life to the max, to break the chains so we can dance? What are some steps that you tell people to do in order to really empower themselves?
Okay, first you have to identify what it is that's affecting you. Mm-hmm. Then you have to forgive it, let it go, forget it, and move forward. The first step that they could take is maybe write a list of feelings and emotions that they're constantly feeling that are holding them back. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have that inside of them, and they react towards it, and that reaction is what's holding us back.
Mm.
It's like a choice.
Absolutely. So now how is it for people who are tuning in right now to say, you know what, I feel like I'm a good person. I feel like I do good things. I feel like I give back to my family, to my friends. I just am like a good, positive person. But I still can't attract what I want. What do you tell people?
Well, then there's something deep down inside of them that is holding them back. And some people, I know this sounds bad, but the better the person you are, the more your spiritual battle. Because when you're a person of God, the devil will always tempt you. But a lot of people, they do the right thing, but they're also carrying this from generations in the past, from your past family. So you have to break those chains. But there is some, if you're not achieving what you want, there is something that's holding you back. And my book will help you identify that so
that's
you
amazing.
Can move forward and attract what you want.
It is about moving forward. So how did you move forward in life?
Well, when I was 22 years old, my mother died. And for me, that was the end of the world. My life as I knew it came to a complete end. I didn't know what to do. I lived in darkness for 3 years. And I did believe in God. I was a good person. I love helping others. So I asked God, what is the purpose of my life? Why am I here? And he helped me. He put this book in my mind to help myself and help others. And I was able to overcome that and move out of that darkness and move on into my future so I can attract what I want, my career, my financial status, my home, my family, my relationships. So I transformed myself to transform the life around me as I wanted it.
Now, how do we get people to conquer? People are always on this quest of life. They feel like they're the biggest loser. We have TV shows called The Biggest Loser. So how do we conquer in life?
First, you have to identify your demons. And then you have to beat them every day. Every day we battle a spiritual battle. The Bible says that we're battling a spiritual battle every day. And it is not of flesh and blood. It is spiritual. So every day we're faced with these obstacles. Every day you have to overcome it. And by doing so, you have to accept everything with love and just deal with it and move forward. Don't let anything hold you back. A lot of people lose their jobs or, you know, their relationships end or they lose a loved one. And you just have to accept it with love and move on and make the best out of it.
What does love mean to you?
Love to me is a force that helps you overcome everything that hurts, pain, suffering, anger, hate. Love overcomes that and helps you move forward.
And what does God mean to you?
God to me is the source that fills us all. It's inside of us. And it is the source inside of you that helps you overcome everything, not allowing yourself to be provoked by the people around you or the circumstances around you.
Mm. What is something that you fear? Is there anything that you fear most that people are tuning in and say, you know what, I'm identifying with this girl, Max. I love Elvia Daza. What is something that you feel you need to talk about to people right now who are listening?
Okay, well, I've overcome my fears. It did take me a couple of years, but I did overcome my fears. Fear is a weakness to the flesh. and you cannot allow fear to enter your body because you attract what you fear. So you have to overcome your fears, and a lot of people have fear in them through TV, media, you know, watching movies. You know, fear is put in through us for everything, and we also have fear through the people that we love, our kids and stuff. You know, we fear that they'll be okay, but you have to overcome that fear and just trust. Be positive that God is there to protect you, your family, and everybody around you.
And now the book is called Conquer, Silence Your Demons and Transform Your Life. When does it come out?
This summer. It'll be out this summer, and I'm very excited about it because everybody will benefit from this.
And now how can people find you?
I am on Twitter and on Facebook at Elvia Daza Author. That's E-L-V like in Victor, I-A. Last name, D like in dog, A, Z like in zebra, A, author, Elvia Daza. You can follow
Elvia
me on Twitter.
Daza. On Twitter, Facebook, yeah, we've been tweeting today, so I'm definitely going to put it up after the show again tonight. The book, Conquer. I look forward to when the book is out. Will you come back on the show so when the book is out, we can tell people go buy it and pre-order and do all that good stuff so that they can conquer their lives and change it?
Of course. I want to reach out to my audience. My book is very narrow. It's for everybody, but everybody has a different situation. There's no case that's alike. Everybody is different. So I will be available for everybody if they have specific questions. If they feel like they read the book, but it's not fulfilling them, then there's something inside of them that they have to break. Maybe it's something that they're carrying from past generations that they just don't see it in their physical life. So I will be available for my audience to help them case by case.
That's a beautiful thing. You're a servant. We love that. It's a life class here tonight at Max and Friends. Is there anything else you want to tell people and our listeners tonight before we let you go?
I just want to tell everybody to always be positive, to keep a positive vision, always focus on their goals. There will always be obstacles and people around you to provoke you. Be yourself motivator. You don't need anyone to conquer in life. God will send the right people around you to help you, and just stay positive and move forward. Do positive things, love others, that empowers you, and just be happy. We're here to be happy and to live a fulfilled life.
We are here to be happy. Well, I'm so glad that you joined me tonight on Max and Friends, and we're going to have you back when the book is out. Sounds like a plan?
Yes, I'm looking forward to meeting you and meeting everybody over there.
All right, Elvia Daza, Daza, D-A-Z-A. Thank you so much for joining me tonight on Max and Friends. We're going to talk to you real soon. I hope you have a beautiful night, and I want you to take all of this great energy that you have and just put it into people's lives this week, because you're going to make a difference.
Yes, we're going to be transforming the world. We're going to be healing the world, and my book is not only to help you attract what you want. It's also to heal your body of illness and disease, and it's very good for weight loss purposes also.
You cover the whole thing. Well, I can't wait till it comes out, which is just around the corner. So we're going to have you back here on Max and Friends.
Okay. Thank you, Max. Take care.
Have a beautiful night. You too. Thanks so much for joining me.
Bye-bye. I love you. Bye.
Have a beautiful night. We're just talking about all great things tonight, about books that are going to conquer your life, change your life if you want to change it. What if you don't want to change your life? Tweet me at MaxTucci. Let me know. Some people don't want to change. You know, I always love the saying, change isn't change until you change, people. But it's all good and fun. So, yeah, I mean, we're doing these life classes. We're doing these really great shows to inspire you to get up. You remember that song, if you want to be somebody and if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention? Well, I think y'all need to do that. I need to pay attention, that's for sure, right now, because I just got distracted. Because I'm just, yes, I'm reading your tweets. That's why I'm getting distracted, my friends. But you know who's back in just a moment? Y'all loved her so much. You said, please, Max, bring her back. Our girl, Kimberly Fried Mutter, is going to join us in just a minute. And go right now to LeahBlackInc.com. There's some great blogs up there. Of course, Kimberly and I have our blogs up there. And speaking about reading, check out Private Air Magazine, the Spring 2015 New York edition, because I've got a great article in there. Thank you to my girl Gina. She wrote a beautiful article about Max Tucci, about Oscars Delmonico, and about growing up in this amazing life, because I really did have an amazing youth. My life has always been amazing. It's amaxing. It's been amaxing. You know, from everything, from living to designing to radio to television. And I think that gratitude plays I know that gratitude plays a huge portion of that. I constantly am just so grateful. There are moments I just take out of the day just to acknowledge the moment and to be so grateful in the moment. And the article is called Caviar and Compassion. Max Tucci opens about growing up in America's first family of fine dining, philanthropy, and finding his own life path. Well, I did a great interview for Eye on South Florida for my show, Eye on the People. And you remember when my girl, I love Sophie B. Hawkins, she was on Eye on the People with Max Tucci on WSFL, the CW, in Florida. And I said to, shameless plug, and I said to I love her. Damn, wish I was your lover. We're going to play it in a second. But I said to Sophie B. Hawkins, I said, Sophie, who has been your life teacher? And she said, we are our own life teachers because no one is going to teach us more than we will teach ourselves. And I totally, truly believe that we're like our best. We are our own gurus. There's a great guru that I had, Ma Jaya, from Kashi Ashram. And Ma said, when I was searching for God, I found myself. So tweet me at Max Tucci about the moment that you found yourself and what transformed, if anything. But stay tuned because my girl, Kimberly Friedman, is going to be with us in just a moment. And we're going to talk about your home and office, cleaning your space because, you know, I want your house to rise up to meet you. I really want people to fall in love with their home and their office again. There's just something so beautiful when you fall in love with the space you live. But let's fall in love with each other. I set it up prematurely back then a couple of minutes ago, but damn, I wish I was your lover. I'm Max and Friends, Sophie B. Hawkins, and when we're back, Kimberly Friedman is here. Stay tuned to Max and Friends.
Thanks. chained and bound to you.
Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Sophie B. Hawkins. Damn, wish I was your lover. I am your lover, everybody. I'm everybody's lover. That's what Max and Friends is about. But before we go any further, I've got to give a shout out to Sean Scott, because he's coming on Max and Friends. Sean Scott, straight up, we're going to have some good talk. He's going to be here quite often, so get ready, because Max and Friends, you know how we expand and we have fun. I love expansion, don't you? I love being able to just breathe in and like let my mind expand and then exhale and let everything shrink again. Well, speaking of expanding and shrinking, what is your home life like? Are you expanding at home? Are you shrinking at home? Where are you in your home? Do you love your home? These are like all good questions that y'all need to think about, because I want you to fall in love with your home again. I really do. Or your office, depending where you spend more time, or even your bedroom or wherever it is. Where do you spend the most time in life? I want you to fall in love with that space. And of course, we're going to cleanse the spaces, right? But before we talk about cleansing spaces, we've got to talk about our good friend to the show, Kimberly Friedmutter. She's back because she needs to talk to you all. You all have asked, and we said, yes, let's do it. Kimberly, come back to Max and Friends. And here you are. Welcome back to Max and Friends.
We're having a little healing tonight. This is what we're going to do. We're going to make it all better. How's that?
Yes. There's always beauty in healing and in expansion, yes, and in just being in the moment of gratitude and saying thank you for where I am right now, because it's not where I was a second ago.
Right. And the permission to feel okay, and that being okay is actually a really good spot to be, and it's okay to be okay. It sounds so simplistic, but a lot of people, I think, get hung up on the fact that they have a problem, or in some people's cases, a lot of problems, and that's the okayness, and it's really not. You know, relating back to, as you were saying earlier, your healing spaces, or in our case, our home space, where a lot of people just feel like it's a place to put your things and your stuff. And much like last week when we were speaking, Max, about all of the fact that your stuff, you know, does need to be cleansed and cleared and cleaned out, so to speak. This is your nest for a woman. It's your cave for a man. You know, man cave is a super popular term now. And it really is true. The more sophisticated we get, more civilized we get, also we head back to more primal needs and return back to what we're really up to. And what we're really up to is we're out in the world and we're kind of fighting, you know, through the economy and through all these things that have been disruptive over the last 5-6 years. And now, you know, we're kind of tired. So you come home, you retire to your space. What does that feel like? How are you really healing yourself when you're home? Or have you just turned your house into like a big box for your stuff?
Well, no, and you know how many people do that? So many people, you know, I love when I come home and my house like literally says hi to me. It's like I walk in the door and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm home. And you know, you and I are fortunate. We have homes in a couple areas, and I have a home in Italy, and there's no, like when those gates close, literally, I feel like that moment in The Color Purple when Whoopi Goldberg does that little dance in the driveway. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, my goodness, just to walk on the earth is so invigorating. So why has it become a challenge for some of us to dread, like we dread going home? What do you say to people who dread going home?
Well, I would say change the space. Now, whether that means a physical or geographical change, I don't know. That's up to the individual person. But look around and see, are there disruptive power lines? Is there, you know, the obvious would be sewage, which brings me to the sense of smell. A lot of people don't realize that their home should be a sensual experience, not necessarily meaning sexual, but meaning sensual of the senses. So our most primal sense is our olfactory sense, which is a sense of smell. So if you've had many times through your lifetime, I'm sure, where you caught a scent of something wafting past and you thought, ooh, and it all of a sudden pinged a little memory in your memory bank. And so that's what I mean, is that you lock in and you trigger to different experiences according to what you've had that smell of. So, for example, in my home, I love to entertain. And so in my home, whether I could say that would just be for myself and my husband, too, I do consider that entertainment. But when people do come over, what I like to do is I like to start that entry of the home into some kind of an experience for them that will be hugely impactful. So this is my promise to deliver, if you will. So, for example, they'll walk in, and I have a very reverent home, and the home has a lot of artifacts in it and antiques. And so I want that feel of history, and I want that feel of importance and roots and solid. You know, there's a big temple door that you walk through in the foyer, and it's like actually from a temple, and it has its own energy. So I really want to capture that in the sense of smell. So I have a super woodsy incense burning there. So when people walk in, it's not like they walk in and it's all smoky with incense, or it's one of the annoying incenses, you know, like where you can't get it out of your hair or your clothes for 3 days. But what it is, it's a waft of it. It's a little cycle of it blowing through the breeze. Then as we start to head more towards the back of the house where the garden area starts, I do all my florals there. Then, of course, in the kitchen, I like the sense of cooking. And so you have that smell of something, you know, whether it's even just onions and garlic smell so good. If you've never just sauteed that in a pan, everybody's into these mulling spices. But I love, love, love just garlic and onions. It draws people in, you know, like a moth to flame. But it's just important to guide people through that experience. So they have the warm, loving, woodsy feel of the heavy reverence. They have the floral, fun feel of exterior and gardens and play spaces. And then they have that wonderful feel of food and sustenance and, you know, providing, like you're really providing for them.
Ooh, it's all so delicious. Well, speaking about moths to a flame, if you're a moth to a flame tonight and you're tuning into Max and Friends for the first time, thank you for joining us here on Max and Friends. Tweet me at Max Tucci your questions. I just got a great one. But let everybody know what they're listening to, Ronnie. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends, and if you're joining us, Kimberly Friedmuth is here, and we're talking about cleansing your space, your home, your life, your love space, making it sensual, but not sexual, unless you want to make it sexual. But I have a great tweet here, and it says, you all talk like you have money, but I don't, so how can I create my space? I love that question.
Oh my gosh, there's candles everywhere. Go buy a candle. My lovely niece turned me on to this candle, the whole series during the holidays at... oh gosh, I think it was Bed and Bath, Body and Bath, Bed, Bath and Body. Not Bed, Bath and Beyond, but the other one. Anyway,
yes,
so all of this
shop.
And yeah, the Body Shop. Thank you. You know, and so anyway, there was all kinds of just great, you know, between pine and cinnamon. And of course, cookies is always a big favorite, you know, any of the
I'm
sweet smells, but it's really up to you, but you can find a candle anywhere. So
anywhere.
Thank you for that. Anywhere. And
yes.
And really that's all it needs to be. And incense can be found anywhere. Go to
your local flea market. Go down to your local ethnic areas. You know, anything that you can get your hands on, just grab it and burn it. It's fabulous.
And love it. Now, and don't burn down your house, people, just to let you know. But speaking of candles, you know, I love Home Goods. I'm not going to lie. Y'all are going to find me in Home Goods because they have the, like, most delicious candles. And I'm going to tell you, there's a candle that some of them have, and if I see it in your hand, I will grab it from you. But it's called Parks London, okay? And I have it burning right now. I'm right here in the studio. The aromatherapy, it's rose and patchouli. Go to parkscandles.com. I do not endorse them, nor do they send me free candles. But parkscandles.com, y'all can send me some because I love them. And there's something about rose and patchouli. And when people come into my space, they automatically are like, oh, it smells like this is what your house would smell like. So now that we're creating this space, Kimberly, how do we create it to eliminate chaos?
Well, a couple of ways. First, I just want to say I have that very same brand linen spray. And so at night, I spray my pillows at night before I hop into bed. It's because literally you can really change your attitude and your mood. If you've ever worked with essential oils, that's another, doTERRA is another great brand for that. But essential oils are something that you can really utilize to help benefit your health and healing in other ways. So you can get books on it. I mean, there's so many great ways to utilize the sense of smell. So as far as chaos goes, there's a little exercise I'd love to teach you how to do because it's a lot of fun and it's highly effective.
Yes, a life class exercise. All right, hold on.
Yeah.
I got to get my tweets ready. So tweet me at Max Tucci because we've got a life class exercise with Kimberly Freimutter. And if you're joining us for the first time, Ronnie, what is everybody listening to? Hit it. Okay, so here we go. Life class, exercise, hit it. What is it?
Okay, it's impossible to experience a negative emotion when you're in peripheral vision. So what I'll have you do, anyone listening, just look forward straight at a spot on a wall. Okay, super easy. If you're driving, whatever you're doing, just look straight at a spot.
Let's do this real quick.
You can do it while you drive.
Pause.
You can do it.
Pause.
Yeah, you can do it. No, you can do it. You can do it while you drive. You can do it while you read. You can do it while you walk. That's the neat thing about it. It's actually used as a tool for public speaking. And so it's used for a lot of things. It's called the learning state. And so basically what you do is you stare at a spot straight in front of you, okay? You identify the spot. Got it? Now you focus on the spot. Now you let your vision drift to either side of the spot while you're still staring at it. So you're opening up your vision view. You're opening up your plane of vision. You're starting to let your eyes softly move and relax to either side to where if you were to hold up your right hand and your left hand, again, not to do while you're driving, but if you were to do that and wiggle your fingers, you could see your hand to the left and right of your face, correct? While you're still staring
right
at the space in front of you, okay? So you still have your eyes trained on the spot, but yet you're in peripheral vision, which is super easy. And now at this point, your left and right lobe are joined, so you cannot go off and spin off into any of the five negative emotions. So there's anger, sadness, fear, hurt, and guilt. Those are the five major negative emotions. It's impossible to connect to a negative emotion when you're in peripheral vision. If you would like to go ahead and bump this up a notch, take your tongue, gently place it at the top of your palate, so at the top of your mouth, as opposed to where it normally would rest, is at the lower palate, at the lower part of your mouth. So your tongue normally just rests because of gravity and whatever. It's there. But gently lift it and put it to the top of your mouth palate. Okay. Now try to just think of anything that's bad. Just try and think. Usually we do this in the reverse. We get you in a negative state and then we do this and you can see that it relaxes and eases and you can no longer feel the feeling or sense that sensation. But if you tried to get yourself worked up while you're in periphery, it is impossible to do. It's neurologically impossible. The next thing that's really neat is you can do this when you public speak. So it takes away what? Fear. People fear public speaking so badly that if you do this before you step up to a podium or in a room or at college in front of your peers, you can do this and all of a sudden you can't access that negative emotion. So I highly recommend this. I teach this to all of my clients. It's one of my go-to things, even in the night if you can't sleep and counting sheep or taking any kind of substance or anything like that you don't want to do. What you easily can do, eyes closed, is go into peripheral vision with your eyes closed. You can still do it. It's amazing. And then you'll fall asleep in no time. It's the most relaxing, peaceful thing. I think people should start off their meditations when it's that's their practice. When they do that, just start it off this way. It gets you into the zone. Literally, neurologically eliminates all negative emotion. It's the best.
It's so refreshing.
It's my little super trick. Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely refreshing. Now, back to the home, and now we're cluttering out clutter, basically. You know, you have such an amazing life. I look at your website and I'm like, this is so fabulous. You have your home and literally you've created like a home shopping experience in your own house and you've created a home line. What inspired you to create your home line?
Well, what it is it's all things that I have and love, and I just wanted to share. So it came from a place of share. It's not anything that we really sought out to do. My husband is a very famous architect and interior designer, and he doesn't have anything really to do with this. He just has a great sense of measure for things. And so in that, we both have this love for it, and we really wanted people at really good prices to be able to afford. I had a time in life where I was helping my sister out, goes through kind of a divorce thing. And so I went there and we did this whole fun thing. I think we did it at Walmart in like, I don't know, 12 hours or something. You know, we went to Walmart. We just found all the best stuff. You know, like you say, Home Goods, love that. Tuesday morning, fantastic. All these places are there and available. I don't think it was always like that. I don't think there were always these great places to shop, but there are now. And shopping has become so affordable and the fabrics are so yummy and luxurious and you can really do a lot on a budget. And I know we whipped through that store. We just completely reworked her space because now it needed to be her space, not the couple space. And so again, like on Leah Black Inc's website, there's a article I wrote called The Best Vacation You'll Never Take. And that's about that, reclaiming your home.
Yes.
Take that vacation time and stay home so that you re-trigger all of your spaces. Yeah, don't take that vacation. At home because, you know, you can really enjoy it that way.
You know, you came up with the word narcy. Years ago, I wrote an article about staycation, staying home, vacation, the staycation.
Well, they use that.
Yeah.
Now
and
TV.
This was, and basically what I did for the staycation was I like thought about all the amazing places I wanted to be. And at that moment in time when I wrote the article, it was Morocco. So I said, oh my gosh, I want to be in Morocco. And literally went to Home Goods, bought all the lanterns, bought all the pillows, did the whole thing. And I was like, I'm going to create a room in my house like Morocco. I'm inviting everybody over. We're going to have a huppa. We're going to hook up. We're going to just do our thing. Huppa. Yeah, we're going to get married. And like literally created this great space of that vacation. So create the spaces, guys. You can do it. It's that simple. You can do it. It's like you don't have to go that crazy. And we, Kimberly and I were talking last time about thinking outside the box. Can we dive into this for a minute? Because I think this will help people with their space too. Sometimes everyone, I had this like great meditation not too long ago. And the meditation was when they say the phrase, think outside the box. And so what I said was, no, like think inside the box. There's like, I think this really like their group of genius individuals who understand life and they tell everyone, think outside the box, because when you start thinking inside the box, you become part of that club. So it's like, get out of my club. But when you think inside the box, right, what you're doing is you're thinking inside the mind. So let's replace the word think inside the box with think inside the mind or think outside of the mind. And what I love about Kimberly is she does hypnosis too. And I wrote here from my notes from last week, hypnosis makes you think inside the mind. So how can we get people to think inside the mind?
Well, people tend to go where the answers are, and all of the answers are inside of you, not external outside of you. So your internal experience is what we're so disconnected with. I literally will watch, and I've been guilty of this a little bit. I do catch myself, but something will happen and I'll immediately text it to someone. And then I think, wait a minute, I didn't savor that moment. I took that little ball of information and I put it in a text and I sent it out into the ethers really fast as if I didn't want it around me or something, you know, and I don't need group compliance. I don't need the village to know everything. I can actually savor a little morsel of information for myself before I send it out or not at all. You know, it's okay to sit with information. And so if you remember that your internal GPS, your internal guide is what guides you no matter what, that gut, that feel, get in touch with that because that's where your answers are. It's great to get someone's, you know, ideas and other people's thoughts on things, but really it's up to you anyway. And so that inside the box really struck me as brilliant when you mentioned that last week, because I just thought, wow, we're so busy thinking that it's all out there. If you could just get out there, how about be happy, work hard, have great success instead of work hard, great success, be happy. How about starting inside that box of the mind, which is to be happy, then go external with your life and your things and your glory, whatever. You know, it's just, it's fascinating the way you came up with that. I love it. And thanks for sharing, because I'm going to run with that.
I take your glory and run, because I run with it every day. And, you know, it's a reminder too, and this is something that I'm working on now as well. You mentioned it. Like when we send a text message with a photo or something, what I believe as a culture we're losing is our imagination. You know, when we go to dinner and, you know, I have this great house in Boulder and I want to show people the pictures of the house because it's just easy to do. It's accessible. I have my phone. Mm-hmm. Look, here's the house. And we've lost our ability, not all of us, but some, I've learned to say not all, but we've lost the ability to imagine. So if I sit here and I tell my guest, Kimberly Friedmutter, who's joining me tonight on Max and Friends, I bought this great house in Colorado. Here's the picture. There's no story to it anymore. So we've lost storytelling. We've lost imagination, as opposed to, Kimberly, I bought this house in Colorado, mid-century. It literally looks like Noah's Ark. It's center cut cedar. It's the most incredible house. It sits on top of the mountain. And it's got all these divine, bizarre angles. And it's just this groovy place. And there's all these pine trees and cactus and rocks growing around it. We become more in tune with nature, with what we love, because we start to express what we love. So why do you think it is that we've gone the shortcut route and now we're just like in this mobile world of taking a picture and not using our imagination to tell the story?
Well, now I want to see the picture. That's the problem. I'm like, bam, I want to see the picture. So you'll send me that picture. It sounds amazing. Well, we've forgotten our words. You know, now we're all LOL and all these funny things. I won't repeat the majority of them, but you know what I mean. And we're just all about abbreviation. It's almost like we don't want to take the time. Like even in this, I kind of feel, you know, like I feel kind of, you know, hyped and excited. And when we're passionate about something we do. And so it's a cut to the chase thing. Like, oh, stop, you know, I won't talk about it. I'm just going to show you the picture. Here's the picture. So you're right. You know, great writers and great linguists, they all really savor the word. And the word is so delicious if you'll just chomp on it for a while. But we are extremely visual. And so we do default to that. I think it's just, like you're saying, a lot easier to do. But I do want to see that photo. Now you've described it so great. And I do want to smell the rose. I'm going to head over to Home Goods to smell the rose patchouli combo. Yeah.
Just go to parkscandles.com. But so you here got we it. Are, because you're a master hypnotist. So how is it that we can take our mind and what's a great technique that we can put into effect where we literally stop to smell the roses?
Well, it's really about letting time be your friend. We're so afraid of time, and our relationship with time has shifted to the negative. So what I mean by that is simply, you'll hear the sayings, there's just not enough time. Time's running out. Oh, time flies when you're having fun. How about time drags on and lingers when you're really enjoying it and you're really there? Because it does. If you've noticed, you know, sometimes obviously it feels like time just flew by, and other times it feels like it's forever. But if you recalibrate your association with time, that's another talk session, and another one of these, and I can teach you how to do that. It's fascinating, and it really does make time stand still when you want it to, and when you command it to, and when you expect it to, and then when you accept that it did. So there's a lot of layers to it. It's a lot of fun, and it's super easy to do. But our association with time is our friend. There was a country song years ago, and I can't remember who sang it, but it was, "Life's Too Long to Live Like This."
And I thought that was such a great saying because, you know, because it really did shift the way time is looked at. You know, this person wanted to be happy and they wanted to change their life so that life wouldn't feel so long. And really, it can be your friend. And so that would be my biggest suggestion about how to really savor is reassess your association with time and also allow yourself time. It doesn't take 15 minutes to do anything. It takes 30. You know, really look at the honesty of which you allow yourself the time to do things on your calendar, because a lot of the mistakes are just made right there.
It's so true. And, you know, I always say, I don't have the time. That's all we have is time. I love, there's a great quote by Alan Watts who says, when we dream about the future, when we get there, we don't realize we're in the future because we're already dreaming about our next future.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, yeah. Just, if you're so far ahead of yourself, you missed it.
You missed it. And Ricky Skaggs mm-hmm. sings a song, Life's Too Long to Live Like This.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, great song.
Cowboy song. But, you know, mm-hmm. so we do. We really all we have is time until we no longer have it. And then our energy just expands and releases and, like, has the most incredible journey after what we have here on Earth. So take life this week to the max, because we do have time. Stop to smell the roses. And instead of showing a picture, I promise, Kimberly, I'll send you the picture. But instead of tell the story. We have to use our imaginations more. Could you imagine Walt Disney, how crazy he would be right now? Like, in this technology world, there would be no imagination. Mm-hmm. It would just mm-hmm. be so quick, and everything would just evaporate. And we'd be like, why? So this week, what is one technique we could do just to be in the present? Besides breathe.
Well, to notice. Like the other day on Friday, I was having lunch with friends at the Ivy there in LA, and I really had an out-of-body experience where I was above, you know, my point of view was above the table looking down, and I thought, I'm having the best time. And I just noticed that. You know, I stopped and noticed, and there was a lot going on. I had the dog in my lap. I had, you know, everybody and the waiters, what do you want, and everything buzzing around. It's on a busy street, and there was no reason for me to really stop like that and really just notice, other than the fact that I did. And so I would say, make it a practice, if you can, this week, of really just being aware of your awareness. Again, you know, simple saying, but heavy at the same time. Think about what you want to notice. Now, if you're having a bad time, change that into a good time. If you're not having, you know, any time at all, that's, you know, just, it's just quiet and you're just sitting or whatever, notice that. And when you start to notice, it's all of a sudden everything just starts to slow down. Like, you know, when I look around, even talking to you now, I can look around and I can say, oh, that's so pretty over there. Look at that. You know, and just notice, be aware, like lift your head up a little bit outside your own nose. You know,
be
a little bit, yeah, outside your phone, outside your nose, outside of you, in essence, and notice that you're really enjoying yourself or really not in some cases, and then change that.
You know, it's so true. And I saw this quote the other day. It says, dance like nobody's watching, because they're not anyway, because they're checking their phones.
Oh, that's very funny. That's cute. So, yeah.
This week, everyone dance. And I really, there's a quote that I love from Oprah. Y'all know how much I love my Oprah. But the quote is, no experience is ever wasted. Everything has mm-hmm. meaning. Everything mm-hmm. has meaning. So this week, notice the meaning. Be aware of the meaning. Be aware of your breath. Because if you can't focus on one thing, focus on your breath and realize that it's been with you since the day you were born. And, like, give thanks mm-hmm. to your body instead of criticize it, because that's something that's been in existence longer than you have, because it all happened together at one point. But just love yourself, people. Love yourself. Be aware of your breath. Be still in the moment. And just live life to the max, right, Kimberly? That's all we can really say, because whether we want to believe it or not, whether it's illusion or it's not, time has run out right now on Max and Friends.
Yes, that's true.
Before we run, give one more piece of love advice, because you're just full. You're filled with it. I'm definitely having you back, so no need to worry, people. But one more piece of love advice.
I would say share your life, share your experiences, share, you know, get back in touch, because again, we tweet it, we, you know, pick up the phone and all this, but have people over, invite people in. And this can also go for your office space. I don't know that without permission I'd go lighting incense and candles all over the place, but you can do special things in your space and then have people over, share your experiences with others so that it really drives it home and you can really then, you know, enjoy it like twice as much because you have a friend there or someone that you love.
Yes. And if you don't, love yourself.
Expands the experience.
Love is
yourself. Exactly. If you don't have anybody, then just pretend you do. Yeah, get a dog.
And you know, exactly. Get a plant first, because if you can't live, the plant doesn't live for more than 10 days, do not get a dog.
Correct.
Get the plant first. On that note, everyone, get love first. I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends tonight. Of course, my guest, Kimberly Fradmother, you're coming back. I love you. I love your energy. I'm grateful for you because we need more of you. And this is a great platform because we have you and we have your voice, and people can come to maxandfriends.com, latalkradio.com/max, and get the archives of the show to carry into the week. And Elvaya Daza, thank you for joining me on Max and Friends. Kimberly, I adore you. I'm going to talk to you after the show. I'm just going to send you a picture in a minute. All right.
Perfect.
Have a beautiful night. Have a wonderful week ahead, Kimberly. Everyone for listening. I love you all for tuning in. We got to wrap this show up. Speaking about wrapping things up, wrap it up. Be safe. I love you. Take life to the max. Good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci from Max and Friends.